Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, July the 15th, 2022. I am Tungameli Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about the rising political tensions and apprehension in Zimbabwe, amid accusations that ZANU-PF politicians are inciting political violence ahead of next year's general elections. Statements by President Emmerson Mnangagwa this week that the country's security forces are on the alert to crush any opposition trouble have many people concerned the ruling party may be planning a crackdown on dissenting voices to intimidate the electorate ahead of the polls. Equally troubling, ruling party spokesperson Christopher Mutsangwa has been quoted in the press as saying there is no daylight between security forces and ZANU-PF. In other words, the ruling party controls the police and the army. A video of a ZANU-PF official suggesting that the ruling party slogan, which says, "Pasina ningi, pansi lozbani," or "down with someone," literally means kill your opponent, also has many people worried. But citing the recent bout of skirmishes in Chitungwiza, ZANU-PF counters it is the opposition CCC that's particularly violent. Lichona njani zulugandaba emakhaya siyahlangana kuhlelo Live Talk lamhlanje kungolwesihlanu utaba olusegudwini ngolokufuthelana osokuqhamukile elizweni ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Sesizwile inkulumo ezivela kwabezanu PF labe CCC labamabandla atshiyeneyo esingathi opposition. Mnangagwa kule viki uthe ekhuluma ku Politburo ye ZANU-PF wathi amabutho azimisele alungele ukuhlasela abamabandla aphikisayo alubana bethe bacabanga ukwenza udlakela, njalo uthi basetshenziswa izitha zeZimbabwe. Ubaba uChristopher Mutsangwa oyisikhulumeli seZANU-PF la esibone ephuma kuphephandaba leNewsday esithi akula mahluko phakathi kweZANU-PF lamabutho. Ngezinye indlela amabutho ngaweZANU-PF asebenzela iZANU-PF. Kanti-ke kule video egcwele enkundleni zokuxhumana esiphathamandla seZANU-PF sitshela amanye amalunga lelibandla ukuthi nxa kuthiwa phansi loChamisa, phansi ngoChamisa, pasina Chamisa, batsho ukuthi akubula umuntu. Bathi yikho okwakutshiwo yileso slogan kusukela kudala ngesikhathi sempi. Ngakho uthi kusayikho lalamhlanje. Kwazwaye vatereri kusangana ukumu chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa che Live Talk nasi Mswechishanu. Tiri kukurukura neboaboa riri kuitika munyika kusafambirana zvakanaka pakati kwemapato ezvematongero enyika. Tikuona kuti veopposition vari kupomera ZANU-PF mhosva yekuda kukonzera mhirizhonga pamberi pesarudzo dza 2023. Takanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa nezuro kana kuti Marimwe Zuro vachitaura kupolitburo vachiti mauto acharakasha acharova veopposition kana vakafunga nezvekuita mhirizhonga. Tikanzwawo vaChristopher Mutsangwa vachibuda mupepa nhau reNewsday vachiti hapana mutsauko pakati peZANU-PF nemauto. Saka nokudaro veruzhinji vari kuti ZANU-PF iri kuronga kurova vanhu pamberi pesarudzo. And Amid the tensions, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, is weighing in tonight, urging peace ahead of the polls. Here is Commission spokesperson Jasper Mangwana talking to VOA reporter Rutendo Mawere.
By 23 June 2022, The Zimbabwe Commission, the Gazette, the Commission, $83 million. $45 million is a chance of voter inspection. $38 million is a chance of delimitation. Imarini, Shana Zagasia, and Senator, who print up voters who are motor car, engaged in autonomous stakeholders, Mubat Zagasia, and Siam, Mutual Champion, Shamsa, who print up a chance on a run, Kashta, delimitation, my equipment, where to carry voter education and publicity, where to carry personal welfare, Ivan Mamba Shabase, Rose Zun, Sotkatasan, or State Commission, Pabasa, Ratil Kunta.
Mutauriri weZimbabwe Electoral Commission vaJasper Mangwana vachitaura naRutendo Mawere weStudio 7 pamusangano wavaita nevatori venhau nhasi muHarare. Vanga vachishora mhiri zhonga uye vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vange vachinotarisa mazita avo pavoters roll. We also have church leaders involved in peace building weighing in, but first, some perspectives from political parties. Tine nengo ye Triple C, va Denford Ngaziwore, vachitaura na Godwin Mangudla, we Studio 7.
Sikuziya zvikuitika munyika. Asi kuziya kuti asi kudila ne MDC. Iparty yakwe, iparty yema citizens. Iparty yemunhu wese. Iparty yemunhu wese anova ari musoja, mupurisa, mawo veteran yechidiki. So I party isingareveki. Sema citizens tiri ready ku leader kuti tichatachamisa. Tiri ready kutungamirira kuti wachamisa vanga vari safe. Focus yedu pano ndiyo mobilize vana veZimbabwe kuti vari zvekuvota tihwine sarudzo. Ti defend chere power. So zvakutaura zvese zvika haizozoitika. Zvakaita ku MDC haisi MDC ino. By then zvakatoitika. But ine yaiva citizens vari ready ku defender, vari ready kuita zvakasiyana siyana kuti vachamisa vatongi, vachamisa vatungamiriri. Kana pane avo vanofungidzira kuti izvo vachabvisa vachamisa oro kuvauraya, hatiri kuti isu havasi kuzofa and havasi kuzourayika. We ma citizens vachalida isitiri pamberi. Saka mune defender say tichiona kuti munyika mane violence uye tiri kuona umwe mavideo akaita seanonziwa anovachamisa ngavaurawe mune defender say uye ndiani ari kukonzera mhirizho
tekutanga tichaudza achatenderera nyika ka tichivaudza basa remacitizens kudefenda macommitte tichapinda kumwe nakumwe maareas akasiyana-siyana tichivaudza obligation yavo kuchengetedza vachitamisira kuchengetedza basa kuchengetedza upfumi hwenyika kuchengetedza remangwana revana vavo so tichaudza vanhu ivavo so kuti vazive kuti vane donzo rekuchengetedza ani kumacommitte vachadhila neavo vanokwanisa kuita mhirizhonga macommitte kwavo ikoko bondo responsibility yani yavo vanhu vezana vanofanira kuziva kuti mhirizhonga haiitwi
saka muchaita se takaona kakuSt Mary's kunyatsinok kuchiita mhirizhonga ndiye anonga responsible uye imi munotiwo chinhu izvo
anga ari responsible kuchitomesa St Mary's yanga iri ZANUPF as we are aware dambudziko ratinaro senyika idambudziko rekuti sometimes ZANUPF inobatana nemapurisa nemacio and we are used to that but kune zvakare mapurisa nemacio nepolisi nearmy vari progressive vari professional so make sure zvakare hazvidzokororo zvakare because basa zvakare remacommitte kuticongendise so tichaonesa vamwe nevaenda mhirizhonga vayo kuti vazive kuti mhizhonga yakadini yakashata but tikuika mhizhonga yakamboitika yakamboitika but going forward ticharamba kutakwena mhizhonga yakuti itwe macommittes
munozviita seizvozvo nekuti takanzwawo futi kamutungamiri wenyika achitaura kuti imi pachenyu sebato nemamwe mapato anopikisa muri kutoronga mhirizhonga
no isi hatironi mhirizhonga isu setpc hatiroronga mhirizhonga asi tiri kuronga kupedza mhirizhonga
vadanford ngadziore inhengo yebato retpc vanga vachitaura nagodwin mangudla westudio 7 vari muharare ZANUPF Information Director Tafadzwa Mugwadi denies his party is stirring trouble, instead accusing journalists of sensationalizing issues and blaming any violence on the opposition.
Tinozviziva kuti variko vatapi venhau vanotsvaka kushora musangano weZANUPF pese pese nekutsvaka utano mugati kuti vashore musangano weZANUPF ndozvatiri kuona apa zvingani zvinotaurwa nevanopikisa vachitsoropodza vachityisidzira mhirizhonga kuvasupporters veZANUPF zvingani vana jobskala nhasi vari muwani vachidedzera kuti ndai munopwanya dzimba dzevanhu veZANUPF vajobskala vanoonekwa vari pachibhorani vachitaura kuti gore ra2023 muno mucharohwa munhu muno asi hatina kumboonawo mapepa nawo muchizvipublishaiza makuenda kunotsvakawo mutana zvakare kumusha uku achiita musangano yake moti kwanzi musangano weZANUPF ndiwe mhirizhonga aiwa hakuna zvakadaro zvekare mashoko ababa ava mukanyatso kumateereresa comrade ava havana kumbotaura kuti endai munorova vanhu havana kumbotaura kuti ngakuurawe munhu asina kuverenga nhoroondo yenyika inoi ndiye anogona kutadza kunzwisisa mashoko avo nokuti comrade ava vanovambowo veteran zvekare vatinoziva vari kutaura ivo kuti kare nyika ino ichirwirwa usununguko namacomrades vana mukoma vatungamiriri vatinavo nhasi navabereki vose nana mujibha nana chimbwire vabereki vose vakarwa hondo nguva yehondo vatengesi vaurawa vanhu vaisapota Ian Smith vachishungurudza vana vari kurwira nyika ino kuti ive nerusununguko vaiurawa kana vari vatengesi hapana chinyuwani ipapo zvose izvi zvaiitika kwose ndomasunungurirwa akaitwa nyika inoyi saka hationi chakashata pamashoko avari kutaura kudzidziswa nhoroondo yenyika hakuna kushata ende variko zveshuwa vatengesi vakaurawa vananyati vakatourawa zveshuwa zvikashaya basa nokuda kwekutengesa nyika saka hationi chakashata pamashoko avo uye musangano weZANUPF haukurudziri mhirizhonga
ZANUPF Information Director Tafadzwa Mugwadi vanoongorora zvematongero enyika vakarerekera kuZANUPF vaGibson nyika dzino vanoti mhirizhonga inogona kupera chete munyika kana mapato ezvematongero enyika akava nemuonero mumwe chete pamwe nekuisa zvido zveveruzhinji pamberi
ai mhirizhonga chekutanga chandinoona chiri kuikonzera kushaya pfungwa dzekubatana pamwe chete sevana vezimbabwe zvisinei nekuti munhu uri kubva kunharaunda ipi kana kuti uri kusapota bato ripi zviri kubva zvazoipisisa ndezvekuti kana mhirizhonga yatanga zvaakureva kuti isu maonero edu ebudiriro zviri kubva zvakanganisa Saka chikonzero chiri kuitwa mhirizhonga iyoyo ndechekuti kushaya kuonerana zvinhu pamwe chete neumbimbi ndoga uri kubuda muvanhu tichitadza kuisa Zimbabwe pamberi, tichida kuisa pfungwa dzedu nemaonero nemaitikiro ezvinhu zvedu pache zvedu kuti isu toga tingoti zvedu ndizvo zviri kufamba, zvedu ndizvo zviri kubuda. Pachirungu tinoti zviri kukonzerwa neyatingati intolerance, kana kuti kugamuchira kuti mumwe munhu anogona kuita mamwe maonero akasiyana neangu. Uye zvekare mhirizhonga iyi ndiri kuona iri kukonzerwa zvekare nemamwe mashoko ari kubuda mumukano wevatungamiri vanogona kunge vachikurudzira kuti vanhu vaite zvemhirizhonga. Iwayo mashoko akashata zvekare chimiso chiri kuratidza kuti vatungamiri vanodaro havana rudo nevanhu, nekuti kana mhirizhonga ichinge yozoitika ivo vanowanikwa vasipo pazvinenge zvichiitika. Saka zvinhu izvozvi zvekusaona zvinhu pamwe chete kutadza yananiso zvekare nemashoko anoturwa akaipa nevatungamiri zvinhu zviri kukanganisa.
VaGibson nyika dzino vanongorora zvematongero enyika vakarerekera kuZANU PF. Vanga vachitaura naGodwin Mangudla weStudio 7. Let's take a brief break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. As said earlier, we also have church leaders who are involved in peace-building initiatives who are urging tolerance. Silabo abezenkonzo bakwethu njengokusho kwami ngaphambilini abathi labo baphatheke kabi ngokufuthelana okukhona. Nangu umfundisi uSeni Spanda oweZimbabwe Christian Alliance exoxa lo Ezra Chisa Spanda weStudio 7.
Sina njengabakhokheli bamabandla lapha eZimbabwe kuyasikhathaza kakhulu ukuthi udlakela solungani luyaphakama njalo. Siyananzelela ukuba kusukela isikhathi sama-by-elections okwafa khona abantu lalapho esephelile udlakela lokhu lukhona. Ngakho besisebenza lama-local peace committee ezigabeni ezehlukeneyo ukuthi besebenzela labo abama-political parties ukwenzela ukuthi kube lokuthula. Singayekela ukwenza njalo kulokuxabana okuningi okwenzakalayo okugcina kusenza ukuthi abantu balwe, abanye abantu begcina besifa. Ngakho ke besikhangelele thina ukuthi ama-local peace committees azasebenza lama-political parties ukwenzela ukuthi bebone ukuthi nxa umuntu ekhethelini ibandla i-political party ngumakhelwane wami ngaso sitha sami. Njalo siyakwazi ukuba isekelo sombuso siyavumela ukuthi umuntu akhethe loba yiliphi ibandla afuna ukusebenza lalo. Ngakho thina siyakhuthaza abantu beZimbabwe ukuba bantu singatshani isilimazane ngenxa yezinto zombangazwe. Ngomakhelwane bethu, izihlobo zethu, njalo iBhayibheli liyasikhuthaza ukuthi umuntu wenziwe ngomfanekiso kaNkulunkulu. Ngakho kumele siwunanzelele, siwugcine, singawubulali. Njengoba sesikhangelela ukhetho oluqakathekileyo kumnyaka lozayo, kuqakathekile ukuthi indaba yodlakela siyikhangelisise. Thina njengamabandla kuyasikhathaza ukuba kuthe laphana kusiya ku-by-election kwafa abantu abantu bebechana belimazana lakathesi by-election siphelile lokhu lobudlwangudlwangu ngakho-ke besisebenza lama local peace committee ethu asebenza ezigabeni ezehlukeneyo besebenza lama political parties ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babonane njengabomakhelwane bengalwi nxa umuntu ekhethe ukuthi yena ukuhlangotho olunye akutsho ukuthi useyisitha sakho sokumele umgongode umbulale kodwa kutsho ukuthi ngumakhelwane wakho ubona izinto ngendlela eyehlukeneyo isisekelo sombuso seZimbabwe siyavumela ukuthi abantu yilo nalo azikhethele ukuthi yiluphi uhlangothi afuna ukuthi ayekilo njalo-ke isisekelo sombuso siyakhuluma ngokuthi umuntu nxa isizalwane seZimbabwe ulelungelo le-political participation lali ibhayibhili liyavuma ukuthi umuntu uyakhetha indlela ngendlela ezehlukeneyo sicabanga ngendlela ehlukeneyo ngakho siyakhuthaza amazimbabwenz ukuba abantu singatshanini singabulalanini ngenxa yokucabanga kwehlukeneyo kodwa sazini ukuthi sonke singabantwana bakankulunkulu
umfundisi useni spanda ngowezimbabwe christian alliance Ezra also spoke to Bishop Netta of the New Life Fellowship. He also works with the Christian Alliance.
We as the churches of Bulawayo, where we've got a grouping of bishops and we call ourselves the Bishops of Bulawayo, with different organizations, people coming from Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, people coming from Zimbabwe Council of Churches and some Catholics within us, all what we desire and what we want to do is that let no one die because of election. Let there be no blood that will be spilled because of elections. We want to see peaceful elections. We know 23 is coming. Elections are necessary. We have to have people that will represent us in parliament, represent us in council. That is necessary for things to be done that way. But all what we are requesting is that let there be just peaceful campaigning and people help to deal with issues of peaceful campaigning. We have actually, as organizations, done our level best to move from place to place, trying to talk to people about the issues of that there shouldn't be violence. In. As Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, we have also moved into where we have in different places where we have put peace committees. And these peace committees talk to the community and, of course, using the church that there should be peace. And also gathering the different people who will be campaigning from different political parties together and with the community and say, let's talk about issues of peace. We found that in the areas we have done this, there has been a great deal of actually respect one with the other.
Have you tried to arrange a dialogue between political parties maybe to perhaps to try and address the situation of violence which already we are seeing across some parts of Zimbabwe, especially in Mashonaland? Have you tried to engage the real leaders of these political parties?
On the score of what's happening, like you're telling about what's happening in Mashonaland at the moment, we haven't really tried to put the political parties together. We've tried to put them together not because there is violence, but putting them together in order to avoid violence in the places that we have done that.
Are they willing? Have they come together with you? Are they willing to come and attend the prayers for peace which you normally organize?
Yes, they have. Actually, it's very interesting that people that are campaigning also, they need peace. Because that one soul that will die and that person that will be killed, he might be your voter. He might be a person that is going to bless you indeed by his vote. So there is no need for him to be killed. Let us be people that will respect one another and have peaceful campaigns.
That's Pastor Netta speaking there with VOA Studio 7 reporter Ezra Chisaspanda. And now to our guest, political analyst, Mr. Difa Dube, all the way from the United Kingdom. Mr. Dube, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, Mr. Nkomo. Thank you very much to you and to the listeners of VOA.
There is growing concern, Mr. Dube, over the political environment in Zimbabwe, leading to the elections next year. And tonight, the European Union issued a report warning that without fundamental political and electoral reforms, Zimbabwe will have another disputed election next year. Simply put, there cannot be a free and fair election in Zimbabwe without reforms. What say you?
To be quite honest, Mr. Nkoma, I don't know. I think I'll prefer using Isindebele because otherwise my accent is absolutely terrible. Some people might end up not hearing what I'm saying. But what I would like to say mostly regarding the issue of the elections, upcoming elections in 2023, the reforms are very crucial as far as the political sphere is concerned, because ukhathikile kakhulu ukuthi abantu kulungiswe ama reforms so that we can have a clear mandate within our political arena, so that we can have indlela eqondileyo for ukuthi kube the satisfactory to everyone who is going to participate within the election, from ama leaders to ama abantu abayibo abazabe bekhetha. So ama reforms aqhakathekile njalo, akunide ukuthi sibe sitshelwe ngabanye abantu from outside our country to tell us ukuthi we need to do the reforms. But we as Zimbabweans, we should have the pride of having a credible election as a chair wonke umuntu esatisfied ukuthi nxa udliwe be able to congratulate omunye umuntu ukuthi udliwe, nxa uwinile be able to celebrate with abantu belizwe lakho ukuthi we are celebrating together ukuthi no uwinile, because that was fair and say there's no one who is quarreling and say no, we think ukuthi laphana kuzange kuhamba kuhle, laphana kuzange kuhamba kuhle. So we need to have those reforms. Angiboni isizathu sokuthi kube sengathi into enzima kakhulu, because it's Zimbabwe for Zimbabwe. Into le nxa siyenza ama-elections nxa esenziwa kuhle, kubuilda i-credibility within our system as well as Zimbabwe, ukuthi singabantu beZimbabwe who are able to manage izinto zelizwe lethu and who are able to manage ukuzenzela ama-elections without ukuthi sikhangele kwabanye abantu. But kuba lihlazo kakhulu ukuthi at the end of the day sihlala ngokwazakala ukuthi sihlala sisiba lama-elections angahambi kahle, achiya sukusiba le-violence, achiya abantu sebebulawa, achiya sukusiba lezinto ezinde ezenzakalayo, and we don't want those things. So we want credible elections ezilama-reforms aqondileyo okwenzela ukuthi zonke izinto zihleleke.
Nxa sesikhangela indaba zodlakela lezi, Baba Dube, siyazi kule Human Rights Commission, kule Peace and Reconciliation Commission, kule ndima abangayidlala yini engenqabela udlame phambilini kokhetho?
Amabandla lawo kwabunkomo, mina ngokukhangela kwami ngibone ngathi angumgogodla kakhulu ngathi kubumbano loluntu lwethu as singabantu ekuletheni ukuthula phakathi kwabantu bakithi. Nxa bengangenelela njalo ngokuthi baqhubekele phambili behlabela ivangeli lokuthula, behlabela ivangeli lokubambana, behlabela ivangeli lokuthi abantu bahloniphane, ngibona ngathi kuyinto eqakathekile kakhulu. We need ama-organizations afana lana la ukuthi sibekwazi ukuthi singabantu sibambane njalo sibekwazi ukuhloniphana entweni eyabe ikhethwe ngomunye umuntu, ukuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi ungafosteli omunye umuntu ukuthi akhethe into oyifuna ngenxa yokuthi wena ufuna kukhethwe iphi. But thina as singabantu beZimbabwe, abasincedise ukwenzela ukuthi kube lokuthula kulolu khetho esiyakilwa.
Hayi, siyabonga ngokuba lathi kuhlelo, Baba Dube.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nkomo. Ngiyabonga. Have a good day.
Thank you. That's my friend and political analyst, Mr. Difa Dube, all the way from the United Kingdom. And that brings us to the end of our show. Thanks to all our guests and, of course, you, the listeners, at home. Let's make another date next week. Meanwhile, remember, Studio 7 is also available at the weekend. I am your host, Ntungameli Nkoma. Good night, Zimbabwe.